Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Derek Shelton, top of the hour. Lots of questions for him. But first, Mr. Jonathan Bomboli of the Trib. A man I've known since the old days, back when Dave Molinari first started not talking to me in Wilkes-Barre. I believe that was the place where it first happened, where we were both beat writers, and there was no communication. Jonathan was witness to that, the beginning of a tremendous era of Penguins media. But that's not the point here. You can see Jonathan on your screen at 937thefan.com. Jonathan, Wayne Gretzky said the other night that Alexander Barkov is the best defensive hockey player he's seen since Brian Trottier. What did you make of that line?
I think, you know, we get recency bias in the playoffs and everything. I mean, say the guy we've seen most recently is the best. But the best defensive forward I covered, I would say it was probably Patrice Bergeron in Boston. I always thought he was, you know, just that's because of the job he did on Sidney Crosby. But Barkov's in that conversation, that great two-way center who can impact the game, scoring goals and defending against great centers like Connor McDavid. So,
you know who Steige said was the best defensive forward he's ever seen? Mario, when he was of a mind to play defense, like in the playoffs when cups were to be won, he said Mario is the best defensive forward he's ever seen.
That's probably fair. I mean, he could do whatever he put his mind to. I thought he was going to say Bob Gainey because Steige's a little older than us. But.
Yeah.
That's not a shot. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. No. It's shocking. It's shocking that Steiger One would come up with Lemieux. But anyway, which Steiger One are we talking about?
Paul.
Oh, okay.
But when Mario wanted to.
I thought you meant his brother.
No. When Mario wanted to, that's what he was, I think.
The answer to everything, anything athletically always comes back to Lemieux for John Steigerwald. Just like in football, it comes back to Cordell Stewart. But anyway, Jonathan, the Panthers really smothered the Oilers for two games and two periods at game three. And you've obviously covered hockey and been around hockey for a long, long time. In the third period of that second game, the Oilers scored a couple of goals, and it seemed like they had a little bit more room to operate. It seemed like they kind of started to figure some things out, and then, of course, they score eight or whatever it was in game four. Do you see that as a sign that maybe this series could turn around, or do you kind of feel like Florida will get back to what they were doing and close it out tonight? I guess it's tonight.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's possible Edmonton gets back in it and makes it a series. And I think what you saw in the first four games is that I think it's impossible to really smother a team as talented as Edmonton in that top line. The top two lines when they break up Draisaitl and McDavid, it's impossible to smother them for a seven game series. I mean, they're just too good and they're too fast and they're going to make some plays. And I think a big part of that 3-0 lead that Florida took was goaltending. Bob was amazing, like really high end, you know, great goaltending. And meanwhile, Edmonton with Skinner got pretty bad goaltending. And then it flips in game four and you get an 8-1 final. And it starts to make you think, you know, if the goaltending ends up even, Because in the you know, the first three games it was huge pro Bob, and in the last game it was anti Bob. If it ends up being even, maybe Edmonton does have enough to get back in the series. But I don't know. I might be biased a little bit because I picked Edmonton at the beginning of the playoffs, so I'm sort of like rooting for them because that strong sense to want to be right is. I mean, we all have it, and that's sort of where I am with Edmonton. I like Florida plays this way too. I just love teams that. You know, when you say they smothered them in the first couple games, and they did, but they didn't smother them like in a Devil's 90s trap kind of way. They smothered them in a fast, aggressive forecheck kind of way. And they made it impossible for them to make good decisions because they were flying around with young, physical, good forwards that made it impossible. And Edmonton does that sometimes too. And that's the kind of style I like to watch. And I think that's the wave of the future. And you know how everybody after the Stanley Cup Finals is like, what kind of lesson can we learn from these teams? And usually the answer is get a hot goaltender. But I think that idea of the way you really have a, you know, you play defense in the modern NHL is to harass the opposing team with a fast young forecheck. I love that. I hope that's the lesson that comes out of this finals.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Paul, may I engage Jonathan in a game of free association?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jonathan? These are short questions and short answers, ideally. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Jake Guentzel will be back with the Penguins next season.
No.
The Penguins' top two goalies next year will be?
Tristan Jarry and, by the end of the year, Joel Blomqvist.
How do you say his name?
It's probably Blomqvist.
I was more interested in the pronunciation.
Yoel. I know it's Yoel.
Yeah, Joel. The first name. Yoel. When did that Yoel. Change from Joel? His whole life, I guess? Yeah.
Swedes are cooler than us. They do stuff like that.
Which young guys will shine for the Penguins next season? Give me two.
The first guy that comes to mind is Ponomarev, because I think he's like the closest to NHL ready.
Riley Smith, Ryan Graves, and Raquel will all be back.
No way. I think it would be hard to move all of them, but moving one of them, definitely.
Which one is most likely to be moved?
I think Riley Smith, because of his playoff pedigree. He'll be easier to move.
Carlson is 100% back.
Yeah, I think so. They're committed to him.
If it were up to you, you would approach one of the three, Carlson, Malkin, or Letang, and say, we'd like to move you.
Well, it would only be Carlson, because I wouldn't do that to Malkin or Letang, because I feel like that decision was made a couple of years ago. Probably not. I think Carlson can get it together. With David Quinn, he'll help a little bit.
That's what I wanted to ask you, too, the David Quinn move. In a couple of sentences, did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a Sullivan guy. They're boys. And the messaging is that Carlson's best hockey was played under David Quinn. And so that's the benefit of bringing him in. I don't know if that works. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that Carlson's, you know, strong play is based on who coached him, but it can't hurt.
Give me a worse job than a porta potty cleaner.
A worse job. You know, my dream job was always to be a toll taker on the turnpike, and now they're taking out those booths.
None of them are left anymore. Why is that? Paul, are you saddened
by
that?
I always wanted to do it.
What? They're taking
it's really
out
crushing for me.
Yeah, you just drive through, and then they wind up sending you. I got like 10 letters last month of tolls. They've made it more cumbersome.
And that's why they want you to get an easy pass.
They do?
Yes.
I don't want one.
They want You should get one because it's cheaper.
I don't want one. I want to talk and interact with a toll booth worker. I want them to have jobs, and I want to give them money and not get letters.
So, for instance, like when you come back from Ohio to Pennsylvania, you know, that first booth that you get there on it, right?
Yeah.
If you have an easy pass, it's like $4.50. If you don't, it's like $13.
Jonathan, I missed
toll booths. Why would you not get an easy pass?
Because I don't want one. I don't want to be forced into one. I want to interact with a human being, Jonathan.
I want to spend a lot more money.
I don't want to spend any. I don't know. Here's the reason why I take 68 through West Virginia down to D.C. because I don't want to give the state of Pennsylvania $80 or whatever the hell it is right now.
Well, that's fine.
In toll booth tolls. Get out of here with this.
I'm just saying you don't like getting a letter in the mail.
No.
That you have to pay.
And Jonathan,
you could pay a lot. It'd be a lot cheaper for you just to get the Easy Pass.
Joe, I don't want to gang up on you or anything, but you're giving the state of Pennsylvania more money by not getting an Easy Pass.
What?
You're giving them more money because you don't have an Easy Pass.
All right. What about toll booth workers themselves? Don't you want people in the booths where you can say, hello, how are you? Have a nice day, and hand them money?
I always thought that was my dream job because I think my superpower is I never get bored.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I could sit in that booth. I'd like to do the overnight shift. Somebody comes by every like hour and a half. I give them change. I could totally do that.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, good to talk to you.
You too. That's Jonathan Bomboli. Paul, I used to take money in a parking garage, Chatham Center parking garage, for the Penguins Cups with Mario and company in 91-92. I was the guy sitting in the garage. For the Sully Cups, I was up in the press box. Isn't that exciting?
Yes. The Sully Cups.
Yeah.
For those two cups, I was actually like in the auxiliary press area behind one of the goals.
Really? Yeah. That's actually a good place to be.
Yeah.
Better than the regular press box. We have to go because Shelty's coming up. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.